What's going on, you guys?
Woo! What's up, you guys? Welcome to the podcast, the Undateable Chicks.
Woo! All right, it's your girl Liz.
And it's your girl Anna.
And we are glad to be here tonight. It's been a while, Anna.
Yeah.
It's been like 2 weeks.
It's only been a week. It's only been a week. We missed last week due to some things going on. Mm-hmm. You know, life. We real people, you know.
Right.
So tonight we got a few things to talk about.
We do. We should just go in and just discuss since this past week, since we missed a week. So how has life been? You know, I know we really haven't communicated much because we've been both busy with outside of life and podcasts. So how's your day been? Good?
Yeah, so I had an awesome day. I did get hurt at work, so I've been on desk duty. My job really entitles me to be out in the field, and I'm not able to be out in the field. So I'm sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day, and it's kind of hard.
Yeah, I
have ADHD. I can't sit in one spot for a long period of time. But other than that, I am blessed and highly favored.
That's right, girl.
You feel me? What about you?
My day was good. I just recently got out of training out of my new job. Mm-hmm. So this is my first week being on the floor. So it's been interesting, but I'm starting to actually like get the hang of things and really enjoying, you know, what I'm doing. So
This past weekend we celebrated Liz's birthday.
Yeah, we got Liddy Saturday. If you guys, I need a shout out to all the Leos.
Okay.
You know, we turning up this month. My homegirl, shout out to her, Candy. Her birthday is also in August as well. So we had a really great time. We celebrated at Miami Lounge. So that was really great. We had lots of fun. And I'm just ready. I'm ready for your birthday to come. And when it gets back, we're
going
to have a great time.
Oh, yeah. Turn up. I like Leos. Leos are cool. Like, I love Liz, y'all. And I got some other people that are Leos that I'm cool with. We don't never fall out with each other. So that's a really good thing. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm kind of feisty, bossy, and all of that. And, you know, sometimes my demeanor can come off a little strong. And Leos are accepting of that. So that's the good thing about it. So we want to jump in right in on the topic.
Right. So tonight we're going to discuss what are bugaboos. And are you a bugaboo? And have you dealt with bugaboos? I know that bugaboo term is like 2000 Destiny Childs. But we still have them around. They're still around.
I'm a bugaboo.
Girl, so, who you telling?
I'm trying to keep it real.
Okay, so I'm gonna go in and discuss. So as far as bugaboos, I'm not gonna lie, y'all. Like, I've been a bugaboo to this one guy who I was really feeling, and y'all, he hurt my feelings so much. I was like, why you do me like this? I was really feeling you, then you just cut me off completely. So I know, you guys, if you are a bugaboo or you've been in that position before, you know how it can be. That person on the back end and them not responding to you.
Of course.
You know, like, okay, I'm reaching out, I'm texting, nothing, like, nothing is going on. So I'm looking to me, like, what did I do? So what is it that we can do to kind of not fall into that category and not be a bugaboo?
Well, from my, okay, so y'all already know who I'm talking about. We've been talking about this boy since day one.
The C word.
Y'all know him. Okay, so basically, I felt like I was a bugaboo to him because, I don't know. You know how guys don't, they do that consistent thing for about 2 or 3 weeks and then they stop. And then I'm looking for it, or I'm like waiting for it and it don't happen. And so that's when I became a bugaboo and I started texting, double texting. I wasn't ashamed of double texting shit. Triple texting. What's up?
Right.
I need to know. Triple text and I call. So then I realized that I didn't like it when guys would do that to me.
Yeah.
And I kind of looked at it from a different perspective. And then that's when I realized that I was a bugaboo. And that's when I made a change. I can't really say how not to be a bugaboo.
Mm-hmm.
All I can say is that when you're going into something new, take your time.
Yeah.
Because if you go in, like for me, my thing was, okay, so he cute. Cute babies, okay. He got a real good job, okay. Financial stability, okay. He's showing me husband material, okay. Mm-hmm. But really, in a sense, it was just me wanting those things, and he was showing a little bit of what he could possibly do,
right.
And I know that's when I became one. So I don't know, like, I think just taking it easy,
yeah,
that would be my answer. What about you?
Yeah, I would definitely agree as far as taking it easy. And with me, if I like you, of course, I'm gonna be a little defensive at first. I'm gonna just see what you're really talking about. I'm gonna ask questions, and it probably are questions that I shouldn't ask. Like, okay, well, what is it that you want? Like, what are some of the things that the reason why you are attracted to me and why you want to be with me? Right. And if they start opening up and telling me, regardless if they're lies or if they are the truth, mm-hmm. I mean, at this point, I'm being gullible. I don't know, right. But I'm taking that chance with you to see if you are taking it, right. taking me seriously. And if you start showing interest and we start doing things together, then yeah, I'm going to fall deeper and deeper. I may even fall first, mm-hmm. depending on who you are and what you show me and how you right. love me. And with my situation, with the dude, you know, he was telling me he wanted to be with me, but it was something that wasn't even established.
Right.
We didn't verbally say it, but we was doing all the things, that's all it. The actions
that happened.
Couples do.
That's it. You that's know? What happened to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what should I do? I'm stuck. Like, mm-hmm. should I really just go forward? Mm-hmm. And then when I told him, like, look, I think we need to chill, or I don't want you to get attached, because I'm scared if I get attached to you, then I'm falling head mm-hmm. deep. Like, this is it. So he was more like, oh, well, I need to, you know, break away. You too emotional. So I'm going to stand back. Right. So then that's when the bugaboo kick in. And fire. Like, see? I'm blowing you up, texting. I'm even asking you, can we go out? Like, I don't do that. This is outside my norm. But you were showing me yep. so many qualities that I like, and I really was intrigued, and I wanted to know more about you. Mm-hmm. And then when you cut me off, it's like, okay, you saying you cut me off because of this, but we haven't even known each other that long mm-hmm. to even come to this point. So why is it? Like, right. why is it like that now?
Right.
So,
and it goes back to guys being completely honest about yeah. what they want in the beginning. True. Stop being fake to get the pussy. Stop being fake to get the pussy. Like, right. just say, hey, look, shawty, I can appreciate a man who tell me what's up front. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, just, hey, you know, I'm not really looking for anything serious right now. Hey, the possibility I might be looking for something serious, but I don't really know. I'm stuck right. in the middle. Say that.
Exactly.
Instead of showing us certain things and you want to, you know, toss me all day long. You want to, mm-hmm. oh my goodness, sending me all these lovable beautiful. Things in the morning and making sure I'm okay. Make sure you call me when you get home. Shut the fuck up. Shut your motherfucking ass up, because you get on my goddamn nerves, right. okay? Just be real. Other so we won't be bugaboos. Cause I mean, right. I done had a bugaboo too, and I feel kind of bad. Like when I became a bugaboo, I was like, oh, that's how he felt about me. God damn. Okay.
Right. I was really tripping.
Yeah,
like,
that's it. Okay, so yeah. cool. What was the next topic, girl?
So the next topic is we were discussing when he's ready for a relationship, mm-hmm. but you're not.
Ooh.
So it's kind of, now we're going the opposite directions, ladies. So, mm-hmm. you know, ladies, if you've been in that situation where you really weren't ready to give up that whole car, I'm just going to keep it real. You
that's
know what
it.
I'm saying? I'm not ready to give it up. And at this point, you're telling me you really ready to start a relationship and become into my life. So how do I respond to this? How do I accept this and really be like, okay, this is it. I ain't fucking with him no more. Proper guy. I ain't fucking with the dope boy. Like, this is it. Like,
I got a whole team.
Got a whole team.
Oh, let's see. Oh, well, okay. So I've had these scenarios where people like me more than they like me. That would mean they like me more than I like them.
Yeah.
And that situation is hard because it's like, for me, for instance, a long time ago, when I first had my marriage, I was dating because I was bored. I ain't had mm-hmm. shit else to do. I ain't gonna lie. I really was. I was super bored. And I was just trying to find something to occupy my time. Because I was tired of dealing with my kids all day long of watching SpongeBob. So, therefore, I went on dates. And, you know, I would go on dates. And because I like people for real, but I'm an actress, so I can pretty much act how any way you want me to act.
Anyway.
I can do it. I can portray anything. And so guys would think we were just in the moment, oh my God, this is the girl of my dreams. And mm-hmm. I'm really not. I really was just trying to get something to eat. And
free
you know, go to the movies, go to the club, drink free. That's what I was trying to do. So with that being said, for me, it's like the situation I had, you know, maybe okay, so I broke up with him. Okay. character 2, 3, 4. Okay, so I went on a date with a guy and I dated him for like a month and a half. We were really, it wasn't like seriously dating though. It was like, yeah, I saw him maybe once a week or something. Right. And I thought that the fact that I wasn't returning calls ASAP, I would call him a day later. Or the fact that I was delaying texting him. And I don't do that on purpose. Sometimes I really do be working, but sometimes I do it on purpose because I really don't want to talk to you, but I don't want to be mean to say, right, I don't want to talk to you. So I do things so maybe you'll get the hint to stop talking to me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he didn't. And he told me, he said, I don't know what it is about you. I feel like this is it and I love you. And I was like, oh.
So I wonder what makes guys get to that point, like, I love you or I really want to be with you. And majority of the time, that's gonna be fast, very quickly.
I'm not gonna say I fall in love quickly, but I have felt some way with somebody. Yeah. I liked them a lot, but I didn't love them. I didn't love them to the point like I'm gonna give my left leg for their ass. Right. No, I never felt no way for somebody. But that guy said that he loved me, and the first thing in my mouth was, why?
Right.
I wanted to say, I ain't shit. I really ain't. Like, why you love me?
Right. What I do?
Like, I really ain't shit. Like, why you love me? You know what I'm saying? But he said that he felt something for me and he felt a spirit. That's what he said. Like, he's spiritual. And I was like, I can appreciate that. And I had to, like, hurt him and say, I'm not, like, I don't like you. I don't even like you like that. Like, I legit don't like you. Right. And I would rather be alone than be with you.
True. Mm-hmm.
And that hurt him. It hurt his feelings. I felt terrible, but I felt like me dragging him along and just getting free shit out of him, that's not who I am as a person. So I couldn't do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, that's not who I am as a person now.
Because we got progress.
Call me, baby, straight out there with the divorce, honey. Straight up out of that alimony, baby. Honey. What B. Simone say? Baby girl.
Baby girl. What are you doing, baby girl? No.
So that situation was really hard. I felt terrible for that situation for him, but I do wish him love. Like, I hope that he finds somebody that truly loves him for who he is. It just ain't me.
Right. And so what about you? You have to be honest with someone, and that can go to, like, even being engaged or having that proposal more so. Like, you know, you on one knee, the dude on one knee, and then he looking at you, waiting for you to say yes.
And you say yes because you in a room full of crowd
exactly.
of people.
Exactly.
That happened to me.
Yeah. Dang. But anyway, back to the story.
Okay. So no. What about you? Have you ever had a situation like that?
Yeah, I had a situation where someone similar, like, really, really deeply cared about me. But we didn't really, we were seeing each other on a regular basis, and I feel like he really did completely give his all to me, but I just really wasn't ready to go that route with him.
Right.
Even though, honestly, I was the one who had approached him at the time, but afterwards, I was like, well, you know, he's nice, he's cool, but I don't really think I want to step into this relationship now. Because I know mentally I'm not ready and I need a little bit more. Like, I felt like he was a little too nice. That kind of go back to one episode we had, like, the nice dude. Like, I just was like, at that time, I was just like, look, I need to be a little rough, you know, shake me up a little bit.
I'll shake you up.
Shake me up a little bit and I'll be okay. I'll progress. But he was just, I just couldn't do it, honey.
I understand.
I gotta hold off a bit. So, that was that. But. So, you know, anyway, guys, we talked about how men can feel a certain type of way when they are ready to make that commitment to that girl or to that woman who they adore. And now, as I've gotten older, I feel like if someone came up to me now and told me that they are ready to be in a relationship, if I really did like them, even if I didn't like them to that extent, I would give it a try. Mm-hmm. I would attempt to see how it would go.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to block my blessing, for one. Because, girl, he could have, you know, a whole deal, and I missed out on the opportunity because I was being shallow. I was looking on the outside, you know, being the younger person as I am, Liz. Except for, you know, thinking about the present and the future and what he can offer regardless, right. You know, and sometimes, you know, even if guys are, you know, not the same maturity level with age, if they offer something, they're willing to, and if a guy tells you, look, I'm looking for a wife.
That's it.
I'm looking for a family.
Future.
You know, I'm looking to grow and build with
if
you.
If he speaks future tense to you, baby girl, step on it. Right then and there. You know, let me tell you why. Because that means he sees more in you than you see in yourself.
You know what you need to do, sir? You need to stop on it like that cockroach.
Baby, step on it. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, let me tell you. When it comes down to the man of my dreams, okay? I pray a certain prayer, okay?
Right.
And sometimes when you pray that prayer, you don't be specific.
You don't.
You get half-assed man that you pray for, but you be thinking, oh God, you send that man that I prayed for, but you forgot to ask him for, I want him to love me, I want him to care for me, I want him to be there for me spiritually, romantically, and everything that I need, okay?
All of it.
I want him to be a supporter, and I want him to be able to run this house. I want him to have us to have a home, okay? But instead, you pray, Lord,
Jesus,
I want him to be 5'6", 2", with a jaw.
That's it.
And that's it. And that's what your ass got.
Because he ain't got no car.
He written, oh, let me not.
Grab it.
Baby, I was gonna go in. But we're gonna leave that in.
Oh!
Lil! Y'all know Lil free cars. That ain't shit. Look
if you got a Lil Uber to get to me, you is not the man.
Baby, I mean, I know people have to take a step to get to the top.
Exactly.
But you can't be acting bougie and you rent Lil. You know, you got to go get a job at Lil to get a car.
Right.
So don't be trying me.
And don't be lying talking about your car broke down. That nigga ain't even got a car, so how it broke down?
Door came back. That's wild. Okay. Next topic.
But in all, baby. Okay. If a man is willing to give you all those qualities, don't be afraid to
step out.
Exactly.
Because sometimes, okay, so I ain't gonna sit here and say, you know, he gotta be ugly.
Right.
Whatever. Because you gotta be attracted to him. But what I'm saying is sometimes that package that you pray for is not gonna come in the wrapping you expecting.
Exactly.
My pastor told me that, and that is the motherfucking truth.
Right.
Okay, it's facts.
It's facts. All right, so the next topic is you can't change a man. And I know, ladies, we try.
It's cold for that. Oh, Jesus.
Are you stuck on that?
I got a monster car. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Got rims on this shit broke down, man. You know what I mean? Bitch, shut your ass up.
That's about to get repoed.
It is repoed, bitch.
Yeah,
damn, I hope you don't hear this shit. That's gonna be funny as fuck.
Right.
Ooh, shit, ain't shit. Okay.
So all I listen to, y'all have to forgive us. Like, well, fuck that. We ain't being nice. Bump it. Shit.
We on that road date. Stay at home. Hey. Okay. Before we go to the next topic. Okay. So, I wanted to chime in on this video I had seen. Okay.
Okay.
So, Cameron Lee. It's bitches out here fucking cucumbers.
Ooh.
I seized the video.
Did you seize it?
Not only did Alessa Scott, she's a freak of leak. Not only did she penetrate the girl with the cucumber, and it was a really thick cucumber.
What, like, they give them hobos?
No, but I seen some thick ass cucumbers at Kroger's, okay? Because I didn't pick them up because they last longer. You feel me? Okay. So she penetrated the girl with the cucumber, and then she thrust it in her mouth. thrust it. Thrust it, and if it's a real penis, I was like, so I just want to know, what's going on with the vegetables and the pussy?
Is it really worth it?
Is the pussy? Because I just don't understand how you get off on a cucumber.
Right.
Like, I need the veins. I need the head.
I need all of that. I need all
something,
of that.
Something. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on with y'all and the cucumbers? And you sucking them. And, like, I understand you having the time of your life and you grown. But, baby girl, you going to be 60 one day.
Right.
You're going to be 75 and you going to have grandkids. And your grandkids going to come around that video on Pornhub and be like, Mama! I'm so glad I haven't seen the video of my mom at Freak Me. Like, I'm so grateful for
that.
Well,
you see, they didn't have all this technology the way they have it now.
Yep.
So, ladies, y'all gotta be careful what you put out, because it will come back and haunt you, because that karma is a motherfucker.
It sure is. Back. And, you know, people save everything. People try to blackmail you. Like,
hell yeah.
I had an ex. Ooh, let's talk about this.
Okay.
My ex, I don't know if I told you, Liz, my ex sent me a picture of something I sent him. We were together and told me he was gonna put it on the internet.
What?
And it was just me holding my boobs in my panties, okay? And you know what I told him? Bitch, I beat you too, and I posted my goddamn self. Let's go, bitch. Let's go. Because I think that is the most horrible thing
that
you can do to somebody you said you once loved.
That's what gets me. How can you have ever loved me if you are willing to do something that's that malicious to destroy me.
He sure did.
The person that you once loved.
Yep, I would. And you know what? He called me a bitch. He called me so many names. And you know what? I never cursed him out. You know why? Because I loved that man at one time in my life. I don't love him no more.
Right.
But I did. And I would never want to hurt him with none of my words or anything. We're not together because you messed up. It wasn't anything I did. You messed up.
Right.
And now that I realize that you messed up and I deserve more, you want to try to come at me with some old ass pictures? Baby, I got 10 more. What one you want?
Which one?
About to send you a picture of my ass in a minute.
Exactly. With my face all in it.
Shaking that shit.
Okay.
What's up?
Ow.
I mean, so that's it, y'all. So, like, that's what happened to me this, like, last couple weeks or whatever. That's what happened. My ex popped out of nowhere. I haven't talked to him in almost a year. And he sent me a picture of myself that I sent him and said that he was going to post it online. So, look out for my titties.
Too much. Cause my baby daddy tried me like that. I'm like, do it. Do it. You think I'm scared?
Right. I don't give a fuck. Bitch, I got some badass news. What's up?
Hey, I'm making some money for him. Check me out.
Reggie Bush.
Yes.
Hell no. Reggie Bush got a whole bitch that look like Kardashian.
Did he?
Dumbass.
I'm like, nigga, what did you do? Like, did you find a lookalike?
He made her look like that. They all look crazy as hell to me.
Girl, we ain't gonna talk about that.
Okay, so what's the next topic?
I'm gonna have to say the next topic is, ladies, you can't change a man. No matter how hard we try. You know, we can suit them up, dress them up, you know, all this
fix
extra. Fix their teeth.
Shake it.
Change their clothes. Mm-hmm. All that. Beat them. It does not matter. At the end of the day, a man's going to do what a man's going
to
do.
What the fuck they want to do. It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Nothing at all.
And so,
we ain't doing that.
So, basically, when it comes down to changing a man, I'm going to be honest. I did it twice in my life where I saw potential in a man and I thought I could make them grow. I can help them grow. I can help them get to that next level in their life. And that's not saying that I took a homeless man out the street. No, I'm taking a man that had the potential. He was a good man. However, his circumstances said otherwise. So maybe, you know, he didn't, you know, necessarily have... He was in a career that he liked, but he didn't love. And he was just there making minimum and basically dealing with whatever. He was consistent. And I tried to come in and be like, hey, you can grow from this. Like, for me, a man to talk about 5, 10 years, 20 years down the line, that's a turn on for me.
What?
Like, I'm going to jump on your penis. Like, hey, ride, let's go. You feel me?
What
I like that. That's a turn on for me. Like, and you know, guys sometimes think that it's about what you physically look like. Mm-hmm. No. Okay, so your face, you got something to do with, because I can't sit up and look at you and you ugly. I'm sorry, it's not gonna work. However, if I can find something fine in you, now I'm a fan of dark skin. I don't know if you know that, Liz. But I love me a dark brother. A thick, dark brother that look hot. Let's go, Lord. A thick, dark brother that look like he played football. That's what I like. That's what I like. That's what I love. That's what I've always liked. And so, if you look like that... BB. Okay. I ain't gonna shout him out. If you look like that and you carry the qualities of being able to talk about the future, mm-hmm. you feel me? You talk about the future, you talk about things, you know, to help me grow as a woman. Give me praise.
Yes.
You admire me. You tell me how beautiful I am every second of the day.
Daily.
I'm dropping your dick. Move over. Move over. I'm jumping on you. That's just what I'm gonna do. Like, that's just it. So, I have felt like, I think women, okay, I'm gonna give age ranges. So, from 19, maybe 24,
mm-hmm.
it's okay for you to find a fella that you see potential in and give him some encouragement to get better.
Right.
But, baby, once we hit 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. No, bitch, we can't help you grow. You gotta help yourself. Like, we cannot. We can't raise a man. We can't raise. Kay Michelle said it best. We cannot raise a man. You feel me? We can't raise a man, and that's just bottom line. And then, how are we gonna raise you when we trying to better ourselves? Okay. It ain't nothing wrong from a man learning from you, but to sit up here and you gotta fill out his job applications. You got to help him fill out something for school.
FAFSA.
We got
to... I owe you a...
I'm your mother at this point. And I need a motherfucking check from your ass. For your ass. Because that's doing too much.
I need to claim you on my dependent.
What am I doing? Because
I have 2 kids, not one.
That's it. Right.
Or maybe even 3, depending on how many kids I already have.
So have you ever had a man that you had to raise... Help.
Ooh, yeah, build girl. Up. Ooh, man. And it felt like every day was a struggle. I'm like, I'm helping. I'm showing you how to do this, how to do that. And I'm, my next, in my mind, I'm thinking like, this cannot be my life. I cannot live my life day to day teaching you and helping you. And it's not even about the sex. At the end of the day, guys, it can go, sex can only go so far.
Right.
At a certain point, I'm looking at more things that is more meaning to me. If I already, even if I don't have children, at the end of the day, I need more from you than just some dick, nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you gonna offer me? And if I have to continue to do this and do that, what am I gaining in the end? I'm not gaining anything. And I couldn't live my life dealing with being with someone, and I know they don't have anything else to offer besides that. And then giving me false hope.
That's it.
Don't give me false hope saying, oh, when I get this baby, we're going to do this, mm-hmm. we're going to do that, this and this to the third. And when this time comes,
bitch, what? Where you at?
Where you at? Bruh. This happened, I can't see you, bruh.
This
where
happened to a lot of NBA and NFL women who they bring a man up, and then when soon as he get his fucking check, that bitch leave him for a bitch with big titties and big ass. White, black, or Hispanic. You feel me? It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Niggas do that. There's some loyal ass celebrity basketball players. LeBron James was one of them that they mentioned, that was loyal to his girl who helped him build. She helped build him up.
Right.
She gave him the encouragement and stuff like that to go as far as he go, and he appreciated that and he loved her for that. But there's some other niggas. I don't know him like that. I don't know him. I don't watch sports. Like, I didn't know LeBron James. I see him on Instagram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Honestly. But yeah, so I think we honestly, as women, if we got our shit together, it's okay to give encouragement. It's okay to talk to a guy and say, hey, look, I think you're making a mistake in this situation. Mm-hmm. I ain't your mama. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but
this is what I think.
Right. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But for you to be doing everything for this nigga, buying him clothes and shit.
Buying his food.
Bitch, hell no. I ain't never doing that shit again.
Again.
I ain't never doing that. I'm just never doing that shit. Yeah. I did that for like 4 months because I could not. Like, yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. Even though me and my ex-husband not together, that nigga spoiled the shit out of me.
Right.
And so it's a lot of shit that I just don't do. Regular women do it. Not me.
Right.
I know I ain't no... I'm a queen, but I ain't no queen of nothing. But that's the way I be wanting to be treated. And that's just it.
And that's how we're supposed to be treated. At queens. Like, we're not supposed to be on the back end. Mm-hmm. Because we're not. We're above that, and we should deserve a whole lot more.
Yep.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it at all.
Yep.
So you guys, that concludes our segment for tonight.
Oh, we gotta give a shout out.
Oh yeah, shout out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so businesses. Okay, so I've been doing some business on Instagram. I shouted out my line sister business 2 weeks ago, and it was the wrong name. So I apologize. It's Waxies.
Waxies.
It's called Waxies. W-A-X-S-Y. Waxy. Please look out for her. Her candle. She has a candle line. And you got a business tonight?
Not tonight. I don't. I don't have a business tonight. Just if you guys haven't followed Tanisha Boone, she is making the Boone Babies, the mixed drink. So make sure you guys
fucked up.
Yes, you guys. So make sure you guys go check out her IG. It's Boone Babies. Mm-hmm. It's on IG, and we also got an IG page too. We just created.
That's it. The Undateable Chick podcast, because Undateable Chicks was taken up for some reason. I don't know. We can use the name. So, Undateable Chick Podcast is
literally... Oh, they took the name?
I don't know. It said I couldn't use the name. I don't know. So, Undateable Chick Podcast on IG. Please follow the page. If you have any questions or concerns that you want to chime in on what we're talking about, you want us to call you so you could be in on a conversation, DM us. We can do that. So, hit us up. My IG is going to be AnnaStopIt25, A-N-N-A-S-T-O. A-N-N-A-S-T-O-P-I-T 25. And
you can find me at Kitty, y'all. That's K-I-T-Y-A-L-L. Y'all, just Rosé. We've been tipsy a little bit. It's pump day.
Wednesday.
You know, we got 2 more days. Can't wait some motherfucking
weekend.
Turn up.
Yeah, so I'm excited about this. Hopefully you guys are enjoying our voices on your radio. Every Wednesday night at 10:30 p.m. That's when we post. So let us know how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some critiques. I like critiques. You like critiques?
I love critiques.
Let me know what I'm doing wrong and what I'm doing right so we can, you know, get in here. And we're also looking for a unicorn.
Yes.
So if y'all know a unicorn, that's going to be what the definition is of unicorn. Look it up in the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah,
look it up what a unicorn is, and we need to find what we want to interview her.
Yes.
A female. We want to interview her. So if you guys know of any unicorns, DM me AnnaStopIt25, or you can hit us up on the Undateable Chick Podcast page, and so or Kitty y'all, hit us up and let us know if y'all know one, so we can go ahead and interview her. And let her know what we do and, you know, whatever. So that's it. That's the end of our show, you guys. Woo!